Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. I started to say the Lord's Prayer earlier today, and all of a sudden I heard Jesus say, "Whoa, back up there. Say the first few lines of my prayer again, and this time, Elizabeth, think about what you are praying." So I repeated out loud, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." The Lord continued, "What does that mean to you?" It means that we should always seek to do your will, and we can enlist all of heaven to help us achieve that for your glory, as we are one body in you, Lord. "If that is how you truly feel," Jesus responded, "then continue your prayers, but always pray from the heart. And you all need to spend more time with me, in adoration, have breakfast with me, fill up on me at the very start of your day, not at the end of the day when you are spiritually depleted and your tank is empty. It is good practice to view situations, circumstances, and others in your lives or that I bring across your path from my perspective. The only way to accomplish that successfully is by spending time with me. How else will you know what is on my heart and what my will is for you each day? This will position all of you so that your day won't be about you or even your immediate family. Instead, it will be about your God and bringing our heavenly kingdom to earth. How would your day look different? From my perspective, you will see changes in your day. It could be taking the time to listen to the child next door, who seems to always ride his bike next to your car when you're backing out of the driveway. Taking a meal to a family who are working through a challenging time. Or volunteer your time to read at the school, or help mentor a child in the after-school homework program. Send a friend a text or make a phone call to brighten someone's day who I have put on your heart. Share the prayer you heard from my servant Tracy. And here the Lord is talking about, a few years ago, Tracy Cook was on Sid Roth's It's Supernatural, and he shared this short morning prayer with the audience and viewers. "I have said this prayer every morning since to try and get my thoughts going in the right direction. And it really works. It's very effective. Here is the prayer. Father God, thank you for allowing me to wake up another day to serve you. Cleanse me from all sin, iniquity, and unrighteousness. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fresh fire. Help me to serve you today and not my own selfish desires. Be glorified in all that I say and do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you for all your love, prayers, and support.